Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Starting with a very important warning, Kotex has issued a nationwide recall on their tampons because they're defective and could unravel inside people's bodies. The recall affects you by Kotex Sleek tampons, regular absorbency that were distributed to stores between October 2016 and October 2018. And Prince William and Kate Middleton have released their official family Christmas card. The photo was taken at their country home in early fall. It's one of the most casual and candid photos the public has ever seen of their adorable three kids. And the list of this year's highest paid models has been released, and Kendall Jenner tops the list, making nearly double that of any other model. The 23-year-old raked in $22.5 million, followed by pal and supermodel Karlie Kloss, who had her best year yet, making $13 million. And finally, there's nothing better than a cozy wood-burning fire. Or is there? KFC released a limited edition 11 herbs and spices fire log for $18.99, which, you guessed it, smells like fried chicken. And it sold out in just hours. Well, there's always next year. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, we're running out of time to ship those holiday gifts.
That's right, Kristen. The deadline at FedEx for ground and home delivery is on Monday if you want your packages to reach their destinations in time for Christmas. The last day to ship packages via UPS 3-Day Select is on Tuesday. Alaska Airlines is taking ugly Christmas sweaters to new heights. Customers wearing their best ugly sweaters to the airport next Friday will be able to board early. And to keep passengers in the holiday spirit, holiday boarding music and free holiday movies will be playing for the rest of the month. And how would you feel about a roller coaster ride on the high seas? Carnival Cruise Line's new Mardi Gras ship will have the attraction on its top deck, the first roller coaster on a cruise ship.
Definitely interesting, but is this roller coaster the real deal?
It's a big one. Aptly named Bolt Ultimate Sea Coaster, it will take riders on an 800-foot series of drops, turns, and twists at speeds of nearly 40 miles an hour.
Sounds like quite a ride. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, a lot going on, mysterious emails, explosive devices, and Bitcoin. Tell me about this.
We're taking this very seriously. By the way, these bomb threats were sent to countless schools and businesses around the country on Thursday, including as many as 40 spots in New York City, 11 on Long Island. So the threats in New York were pretty consistent with those emailed around the country, which were sent out with no rhyme or reason. They warned that there were hidden explosive devices in buildings that would be detonated unless the recipients wired $20,000 in Bitcoin. The NYPD tweeted that the threats were likely not credible. Mm-hmm. They were likely a hoax meant to cause disruption, and that no actual devices were actually found. But they're taking it very seriously. They're conducting searches everywhere. The FBI encouraged the public to remain vigilant, and the NYPD tweeted, if you see something, say something. Hoax or not, it's scary. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay, Rosanna, moving on from New York's finest, let's talk about New York's strongest, the sanitation department.
That's right. Did you know our sanitation department's called New York's strongest? And now they're called the cutest. They just released their 2019 calendar that features portraits of sanitation workers, civilian employees, tire repair workers, sheet workers, more of New York's strongest. And this year's cover, our twin brothers, Christopher and Mike DiCicco. Their dad also worked at the Department of Sanitation. The calendar doesn't just show off the people who make the department run. It also features some really helpful tips, like on how to recycle. It also shows how to dispose of things. The calendar is available now on New York City Store. And if you want to clean up this holiday, it has great tips. So let's recognize some of the people who go unrecognized but make New York City such a beautiful place to live.
Well, I know what I'm buying everyone this year. Rosanna, thank you.
It's the perfect stocking stuffer in a New York Minute.
All right, now moving right along. A new study says car headlights can create a hidden risk for drivers. AAA found that headlights that become cloudy or yellowed over time give off just 20% of the light they had when they were new. Researchers tested a Nissan Altima and a Chevrolet Malibu that were both about 11 years old. That's the average age of most cars on the road today. Their headlights had become more opaque because of sun damage to their plastic coatings. AAA said those coatings can start degrading in just 3 to 5 years. The researchers said, unlike batteries or tires, most drivers are not in the habit of routinely inspecting their headlights. The best option for repairs is a replacement with original factory equipment that can cost over $400 on average. The covers can also be refurbished for less than $100, either by a body shop or with a do-it-yourself kit. AAA said that would bring back about 70% of the headlights output. Moving on, according to a 2014 survey, 70% of Americans plan to attend one or more parties during the holiday season, and nearly half plan on hosting one. With all that celebrating, tis the season for overindulgence. With more, we're joined by Carrie Glassman, founder of NutritiousLife.com. So, Carrie, let's take a step back. What are some healthy strategies to use before going to a holiday party?
Hey, Kristen, this is one of my favorite times of year because of all the parties, but we have to party smart if we want to stay healthy. So I've got a few tips for you. First, eat healthy consistently throughout the day, so no holding out for the party. You'll just end up arriving famished. The next thing I want you to do is to stay hydrated. When you're hydrated, you're less likely to mistake hunger for thirst, and also it'll help reduce the chances of a hangover the next day. And then I also want you to make sure that you have a snack before you go to the party to cut the hunger so that when you get to the party, again, you don't just dive into those pigs in a blanket. Something with a little protein and or healthy fat is a great choice. A Greek yogurt, 15 or so almonds or walnuts, a couple slices of turkey, or even just a hard-boiled egg are great choices.
Okay, then when we're at the party, what do you recommend?
So when you're at the party, the first thing I want you to do is to assess the situation. There's often lots of great choices, like grilled chicken skewers or shrimp cocktail. So I want you to assess the situation and try to find some lean protein. Then I want you to go for a glass of water first. I know it sounds silly, but that will help, again, hydrate you and also delay the alcohol intake so that you have time to get a little food in your belly before you start drinking. Then I also want to make sure that people skip anything breaded and fried. There's so many other great options. You don't need the breaded and fried foods. That alone will save you a whole lot of calories.
And who doesn't want to save a few calories? Great advice, as always. Thanks, Carrie. A Christmas Story is one of those movies that almost everyone watches at least once over the holiday season. But imagine being able to stay in Ralphie's house. The iconic childhood home used in the movie resides in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's actually open to the public year-round. Featuring an interior that's decorated to match the film's 1940s feel, complete with the famous leg lamp.
Holy smoke, would you? Do you know what this is? This is a lamp!
So if you want to live like Ralphie for a couple of nights, the Christmas Story House is now available for rent, kind of like an Airbnb. It sleeps six and features a bedroom, bathroom, living room, and kitchen. Rates start at $395 per night, but go all the way up to $2,495 if you want to stay for the prime time of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Not included in your stay is the famous BB gun, so don't worry, you won't shoot your eye out. And still ahead, it looks like John Mayer is crushing on someone new. And you have to see Boeing's new flying mansion. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear Americans look at more than just cat videos on social media.
Hi, Kristen. Well, there's a new survey out that says Americans today are more likely to get their news from social media websites than from newspapers. The Pew Research Center says 20% of Americans cited social media as a frequent news source compared to 16% that credited newspapers. It's the first time since Pew has found sites like Facebook and Twitter outpacing newspapers. We all know that James Bond prefers to drink martinis shaken, not stirred. And it turns out if he were a real person, he'd have a drinking problem. problem. Researchers say based on the number of drinks he has per movie, 007 is a serious drunk and he should seek some help. Now, during the decades-long run of films, Bond drank 109 times, right? In one movie alone, his blood alcohol range was estimated at 0.36. That is a deadly level. Authors of the study out of New Zealand say Bond has been drinking heavily consistently over 6 decades, causing him to engage in risky behaviors. Cue the car chases. Well, you can now get a full-course Christmas dinner in one can. It's called the Christmas Tenner. Now, this meal includes scrambled eggs with bacon, 2 mince pies, turkey, potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, carrots, and, of course, Christmas pudding. And believe it or not, I checked, they are already sold out until next year. And that's what you need to know. Back to you.
Well, at least you don't need to worry about cleaning dishes. Thanks, Danielle. All right, here's a cool story. Set to replace the iconic 747, Boeing's upcoming 777X series is more fuel efficient and has a record-setting range. The series isn't expected to take off until 2020, but Boeing's already unveiled a private jet version of the airliner. According to the head of Boeing Business Jets, the BBJ 777X will redefine ultra-long-range VIP travel with direct trips between any 2 cities on Earth. At an aviation show in Dubai, BBJ unveiled 3 distinct interiors for high-end private flyers to choose from. A stylish interior by Jet Aviation features a lounge, dining room, and a master suite with bath and closet. Unique Aircraft's design features an open lounge, office, and a master bed and bath near the front of the plane. And a design by Greenpoint Technologies includes separate lounge areas, a guest bedroom, and a huge walk-in closet. The added cost of each interior is unknown, but the jets themselves should fetch roughly $450 million apiece. BBJ, however, doesn't expect to sell many. The company has received just 261 orders since starting to turn commercial liners into private planes in 1996. And now we go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, I hear John Mayer has his eye on someone new.
Hi, Kristen. Yes, an eyewitness at GQ's Men of the Year party told us that John Mayer was laying it on thick with none other than Kourtney Kardashian. The spy told us that John seemed very into her and told Kourtney it was a sweet serendipity and that they should meet up again soon. Sadly for John, this seems to be a one-way romance, as another source close to Kourtney told us that he is not her type at all. And we recently spoke with Dog the Bounty Hunter about his wife, Beth, who was originally diagnosed in 2017 with stage 2 throat cancer. Now Dog and his wife Beth tell us that the cancer has returned, is incurable, and has spread to her throat and lungs. Beth is expected to begin chemo treatment in LA, and they're exploring alternate therapy options. Dog, who is known to many of his fans to be a strong, fearless man, told us, "I cry all the time. I pray a lot. I constantly ask God to heal my honey."
Well, we're all hoping for the best. Now, Brody, when it comes to Hollywood, a long-lasting relationship isn't exactly what comes to mind. But Jessica Alba and her husband, Cash Warren, have been defying the odds.
They have. We recently spoke with Cash Warren, and he told us that with 3 kids and a little over 10 years of marriage under their belt, he and his wife, Jessica, are pretty disciplined about making time for themselves. Cash told us, "We try to do our best without it feeling overly scheduled or kind of regimented. We try to just always protect the us time. And sometimes when we do find ourselves being pulled in a lot of directions, we just say, okay, it's date night."
Thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. Question, how many seconds ago were you texting on your phone? I wouldn't be surprised if it was in your hand right now. But if you live in California, listen up, because you could soon be paying for those text messages. You heard right. Some California regulators are considering a plan to charge a fee for text messages. According to an article in the Associated Press, the purpose for the tax isn't to punish you. The point is to support programs that make phone service available to the poor. The proposal is scheduled for a vote by the Public Utilities Commission after the new year, but wireless industry groups have been working to defeat the plan. In fact, the groups are saying these regulators may not even have the legal grounds to do this. It was not clear how much money individual users would be asked to pay as a fee. However, it is likely that should the proposal be enacted, the fee would be a flat surcharge and not a fee per text. Still, don't stress out now. Nothing's final just yet. This time of year, life is crazy. We've got the holiday parties, family get-togethers, gift shopping. There's a lot to keep track of. So here to take one thing off our list, what to wear, is fashion expert Emily Evans. Emily, thanks for coming.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so happy you're here because I have four parties the next couple of weeks.
Ooh.
Not a clue what to wear.
Well, the key is really dressing in a way that can go from day to night. Like this luxe velvet suit from Ann Taylor. It is feminine. It's a modern take on classic suiting. You can wear it with a blouse to the office and without to the party.
Ooh, risque. I love this so, so much from head to toe.
Oh, absolutely. And also leopard. Leopard is everywhere right now, and it really goes with everything.
It does.
I love to go head to toe in a red look and top it off with a faux fur leopard coat. It is the perfect on-trend holiday look.
I love it so much. And the red lips with the leopard, it never goes out of style. I mean,
never.
You can really do anything, but that's what I like it.
Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely. And nice. You know, you can never go wrong with winter white. This wrap front midi dress, it will pull in all the compliments, I promise.
Uh-huh.
And you just need to add a sparkly earring, add some statement sparkly shoes, and you've taken your look from day to night.
I'm so glad you're saying this because, what is the saying? Don't wear white after Labor Day?
Oh, no way, absolutely.
Okay, because I need to put that myth to bed.
That dress you can wear 12 months out of the year.
I love it so much. Yep. So where can we find all these great looks?
Well, all of these looks are available on AnnTaylor.com and in Ann Taylor stores across the country.
I can't wait to go shopping. Thank you, Emily. And moving right along, we've heard of people taking a sabbatical to do research or maybe to travel. But what about to study the Bible? One artist taking some time away to study the Word of God is Chicago's own Chance the Rapper. The award winner and philanthropist said he's taking some time to focus on the Christian faith by leaving the country to not only read, but to know the Bible. In an Instagram post, the rapper reveals that he's admittedly unfamiliar with the Bible, despite being brought up by his family to know Christ. He suggests that his decision was partly due to the birth of his nephew. His goals are to read through five or more books of the Bible and to quit smoking cigarettes. He's since posted scripture, parts of his devotionals or spiritual readings, and even asked his followers to read through a book of the Bible with him on his Instagram account. But Chance's religious beliefs are no secret, as he's identified as a Christian on social media and in his lyrics. It's unclear how long his sabbatical will last, but he's due to perform on December 20th in Chicago. We'll keep watch on Chance's social media. It sounds like he's learned a lot so far. All right, now let's talk about a new study from the University of North Carolina that found women's risk of breast cancer may go up after having children. Here to talk about what that could mean is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenz. This study, what did it find? It's shocking when you hear it.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising. So it looks like, according to this data, that the risk of breast cancer does increase for about 10 years after childbirth, and then it starts to come back down. It comes back down a little more slowly than we had anticipated. But I think the interesting information here is that we are refining this information so that people understand it better. It looks as if the age at which not only you start having kids, but the age at which you stop having kids may have an impact. And again, we get the magic number of 35.
Okay.
So 35-year-olds and under, that risk ends up not being as significant as women who are 35 when they start or stop having kids.
Okay, that makes sense. I think a lot of women are gonna be watching and feel alarmed.
Of course.
So what do you think we need to know?
Okay, so as I always tell you, guys, don't freak out.
Yes, I know.
Having kids.
I love when you say that because it's comforting to me.
Yeah, well, but I'm trying to be here to provide information and to provide comfort.
Yes.
So but what it helps us do is understand options for how we can screen, and we can change our screening protocols. As many of you know, we generally start at age 40. And these offer opportunities for us to screen better, to screen earlier, and for women to take changes in their breasts seriously and bring them to their practitioners so that they can get help.
Yeah, being full disclosure, because if you don't tell them what's going on, then you can't get help.
Right.
So doctor, always valuable information. Thank you. Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix brings you this week's Life Hacks. So Carrie, always good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. I've got a great life hack for you today. You've got a half a used water bottle, or you could fill it with about a half a bottle of water, and then you stick it in the freezer, and you freeze it. The next morning when you go for your morning walk or run, fill it with water. You'll have half ice, half water. Perfect for getting your exercise. Next up, we all like to reuse our plastic bags, but where do you store them? They're such a mess. Well, get an old Kleenex box and put the plastic bags in there. And then when you need one, just pull it out like that. And finally, sending off packages for the holiday, but you can't find the end of the tape. It's so frustrating. Well, it'll never happen again if when you use the tape and you're done, you fold it over in a little triangle, and next time you go to use the tape, you'll see where the end is right away. Back to you, Kristen.
Great tip, as always, especially for this time of year. Thanks, Carrie. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Just in time for the holidays, Amazon has a new weapon in the fight against porch pirates. Plus, this self-driving robot could be coming to a city near you. And you won't believe the story of a heart attack victim that came back from the dead. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. Find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.